Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Rick from Label 56. This is today's news update to try to get you a little brain stimulation going for this morning, get you thinking about some things for the day. Today I'm going to follow up on Friday morning's show, in which I talked about the censorship on social media and the reasons it was going on. And I told you it's not just social media that they're controlling, but that on the corporate end, they're now controlling what you are and aren't allowed to buy. Everyone remembers when the online outlets colluded in the banning of the Confederate flag sales. You know, it was almost overnight. Amazon, eBay, Walmart, Sears, and many others, they all banned vendors from selling Confederate flags and related merchandise. Honestly, though, I mean, despite the asinine excuse that Confederate flags represent racism, it really is their right as companies to regulate sales on their sites. If you wanted one, you know, they were still available through other independent online stores, and I know that may sound contradictory to my points I made on Friday, but I'll get to that in a minute. I'm going to pause right there, and I'm going to ask you to remember two things. The first thing is that racism was the excuse used to ban the sales, and two, you could still buy them from other independent stores. And I'll get back to those two points after this. Now, after the Parkland school shooting, the topic of gun control came up once again, and again the left started demanding bans on gun sales. But the thing is, they couldn't get their way legislatively, so the banks and the credit card companies actually started taking matters in their own hands. An article from the AP on June 24th reads as follows, quote, Gainesville, Georgia, with Gary Ramsey's fledgling gun-making business taking off in retail stores, he decided to start offering one of his handguns for sale on his website. That didn't sit well with the company he used to process payments, and they informed him that they were dropping his account. Another credit card processing firm told him the same thing, they wouldn't do business with him. The reason? His business of making firearms violates their policies. In the wake of high-profile mass shootings, corporate America has been taking a stand against the firearms industry amid a lack of action by lawmakers on gun control. Payment processing firms are limiting transactions, Bank of America stopped providing financing to companies that make AR-style guns, and retailers like Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods imposed age restrictions on gun purchases. Unquote. I'll link to that entire article in the show notes, but that's the gist of it. The banks and credit card companies are now outright denying their services for gun sales. Now, go back to what I was just saying a little earlier, that racism was the excuse to ban the sales of the Confederate flag merch from corporate outlets. But you still had the option to buy them from independent stores. This is no longer the case. Many online stores and independent companies are now being denied services not only from the payment services like PayPal and Square, but they're being cut off completely from services by the credit card companies and banks. I've heard it from many other record labels. Being in the record label business, I'm in contact with a bunch of other ones, so that's the majority of what I've heard from other record labels who've gone through the same thing. But, I mean, it's even just people who sell shirts. You know, they all say that they've been banned from any kind of payment processing services. And the majority of this is being done under the asinine excuse that's because of racism. Well, I mean, anyone with open eyes see what's being defined as racism today. And the charge of racism is just thrown at anyone that they want to silence, including black women like Candace Owens or gay Jewish men like Milo Yiannopoulos. It's a catch-all phrase with a wide net that they throw at anyone that they don't like. Here at Label 56, we were actually affected by this long before many of the others were, going on about 2 years now. Just like when they banned Confederate flag sales by trying to tie it into Dillon Roof's actions, after Charlottesville is when a lot of these companies started getting banned, as they tried to say that they were promoting racism. And it didn't matter if they were or they weren't, they just didn't want these companies who were opposite their leftist ideology to be able to raise funds to use in the fight against their culture war, so they took away their ability to sell. But in our case, it was actually back in February of 2017, which was quite a few months before Charlottesville even took place. All of a sudden, our credit card orders weren't being processed. And so I called up the processing company, and I was like, what's going on here? And the lady informed me that Visa had contacted them directly and told them that they would no longer do business with them if they did not drop me. I signed up for Square after that and was almost immediately dropped from them as well. After that, I'd been using PayPal until they recently dropped me also. And not only was the business account banned, but my personal account, which I had never even used except more than twice. So that's the situation going on now, and many people don't even know about this. You have corporate financial institutions actively dictating what you can and cannot buy. as I said in the last podcast, if this were the government doing this, everyone would be up in arms. But since it is private companies, everyone says it's their right. Well, once again, when you have a small minority of corporations controlling the flow of commerce, you have a problem. I was talking to the guy from Elegy Records up in New Jersey last week. He had actually sent me an email asking me who I use because he was just dropped himself. And I told him that right now I haven't found a processor and I'm only taking payment through the mail. He said that some of his customers had told him that they wouldn't buy from him if he couldn't do it online. And, I mean, look here, people. This is not the reaction that you want to have. You know, as I told him, when people tell you that they won't order from you because you don't have PayPal, you should explain to them how fucked up that attitude is. If anything, in this age of mass censorship, the fact that you are being banned from online payment processors, it should be more incentive for them to support you through mail orders. Because not only is it an attempt to shut down independent businesses, but whether they realize it or not, you are the one who is being denied your right to buy what you want because they don't want you having it. Essentially, they're treating you like a child. And that's the truth, you know. You as a consumer, you're now being told by mommy and daddy what you are and aren't allowed to buy. Whether it's Confederate flags, shirts, music, or even guns. I saw a story the other day about a guy named Roosh, who I'm really not familiar with, but his article came through my news feed. He's a guy that writes books on dating, and he has said that he has had his entire catalog of books removed from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. And I'll link to that article on his site, but he says that the removals began right after his new book Game was released. In the article, he says that, quote, he sold 2,000 books in the first 2 days and hit the top 700 on Amazon paperback on the first day. Even before Friday's launch, Game was already in Amazon's top 10,000. As far as I know, Amazon didn't receive a single complaint about the content, but they removed it anyway, unquote. And that's the thing. No reasons are ever given to anyone for their bannings, other than that they use the catch-all excuse that you violated their terms of service. You know, they talk about Nazis burning books, but this is no different. As is our corporate overlords telling you as a consumer what you can and cannot buy. And the list will just keep getting expanded. The list is just going to keep expanding as longer no one protests it. But the one good thing about all this mass censorship and taking away the right of business to operate freely is that it's causing people to become more proactive. People who may have been complacent or just plain indifferent to politics in general are starting to see that something's wrong. And these people are going to start getting involved politically. So yeah, keep it up. Here at Label 56, in honor of being on that ban list and being forced to temporarily go back to old-school payment methods, we're now offering an old-school package with our sales. We've printed some of our old advertising flyers and buttons and stuff that we used to use to promote the label to send out with orders. And this is one way to protest the bans. I mean, if you see a company that has a product you want but they've been forbidden to take online payments, throw some cash in the mail for what you want. If not, you're just being complicit in the censorship. And like I said, it's them denying you your right to buy what you want. And in closing, if you're a bank or processor that cares about what's going on and wants to support businesses and consumer rights, get in touch with us here at Label 56. I know plenty of online stores that can use your business. And of course, I know that there are legal grounds on which these things can be challenged as well, both in the social media bans as well as in violating the free flow of commerce. And that also goes back to discrimination as well, because it's plainly obvious when you look at the products being sold between different companies that they're using the political motivations and selectively choosing which businesses they are banning and which ones they aren't. These things need to start being challenged in courts. I'm just going to leave it at that for today and close out the show with a song from the Hungarian band, Jágas Envelom. If you've read the stories in the blog at www.label56.com, you know the reason why I'm picking a song from a Polish band and a Hungarian band to close these first two shows out. Anyway, I hope you all have a good day. Go back and listen to the short podcast if you need to, and make sure to support these independent businesses that the corporate overlords want to kill. And get involved politically. Don't be one of these people who fall for the voting won't change anything lines. They're counting on you to just be a slave. Mindenki szeret, álmodok minden fronton. Sebeket ejtenek a bőrön és a csontan. Mindezik a
az agyunk, mint a fülderbaszok rendszer. Addig áll már ellen a gyengeimod rendszer. Ők a betegség, és mi vagyunk a gyógyszer. Ereink romlott, ez a régi rendszer. Ők a vírus, és mi vagyunk a kúra. Repelet a sivány, mint a kúra. Fertőzött agyam, meg bomlott elmék. Vodaszámra behozott mérgező termék. A jelszavuk egyszerű halálot árjára. Szion is látom, lesújt a világra. A szervezet gyengül, a vitalitás csökken. Lépült a társadalom minden szinten. Nobán is a veszedelet, pusztul ki a fajuk. Ha rendkezünk semmit, szép az, ha nem vagyunk. Ég a betegség, és mi vagyunk a gyógyszer. Elejét romlott, ez a régi rendszer. Ég a vírus, és mi vagyunk a kúra. Repelet a sivány, mint a kúra.
Rock and roll.